We have got to know why we're doing things. Something about people, a lot of times they need to know why they're doing things. Now, as we get older in the Lord, we're going to do things because it's the right thing. And God will show us what the right thing is. And we'll quit wondering why. But I'm going to give those of you that are younger in the Lord, and some of you that are older, that still do not quite understand, Deuteronomy 28. Why should you be obedient? Well, because you should be, number one, of course. But there are blessings in obedience that only happen for those people that are obedient. Right? Now, you know, if you live in a sin in your life, God has a hard time blessing you in that sin. Right? How many people want to live an overcomer's life? Overcoming all the obstacles that there are. To have a sound mind. Do you know if you have hidden sin in your life, your mind is still not sound? Why? Because the devil comes against you and brings condemnation. And you know he has the right to, because you know you're not supposed to be doing that thing. So he has an open door in which he opens the door and attacks you constantly, which you feel that burden in your life. You are under conviction of the Holy Spirit that you know you're supposed to change your life. And you are in torment because your spirit does not want to live in that sin because it really wants to dwell in Christ holy. So if you have sin in your life that is not dealt with, you still do not have a sound mind because of the torment of that sin in your life. How many people can understand that? There are many Christians that are even saved. Of course, you got to be saved to be a Christian. Duh. Amen? But they live in torment in their life. They do not have a sound mind because they got one step in the world and they got one step in Jesus. Right? Now, in order to have a victorious life, you have got to submit yourself to the authority of God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, the Word of God in your life. And you know what? It's like when I am in this place, because we all fall short occasionally, right? When I am in this place, I have such a feeling of goodness and joy in my life that it's like I'm just so full, I'm overflowing. You understand? And it comes from walking in that obedience that God would have you to walk in. And the blessings will come upon you and overtake you. You won't even be looking for the blessings, and they will be there. That's like I told you yesterday about going to the DMV. For the first time since I was 18 years old, I pulled up my record, and it was totally clean. And I was just sitting there, oh, praising God. I was almost crying in the DMV. I mean, I was sitting there. It's a little thing to people that have always had a clean record. But for me, that's never had a clean record, it was a great thing. And it was God's unending mercy and grace in my life and His favor because of me serving Him that had that thing to come to pass. Do you get it? And you see, God wants that in your life too. God wants you to have more blessings than you could ever possibly imagine. God wants to pour Himself out on you. But you must have a clean vessel. Amen. It says, and those that will be cleansed, He will fill with His Spirit. Amen. So a lot of the choices, that it's not that God doesn't love you. It's not that you're not saved. But in order to receive the fullness of the things of God, you must become a person that walks in the righteousness of God. You must become a person that becomes obedient to God. You must become a person that is sold out and absolutely on track in the Lord, determined to finish your course. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's much more, there is so much more to God than getting off dope. You know, people ask me all the time, well, do you have a 12-step program? No, I don't believe in it. I believe in a one-step Jesus program. Amen? Because 12 steps is bogus. There's one, Jesus. Serve Jesus and you'll get off the dope. Serve Jesus, you'll get out of the alcohol. Serve Jesus with your everything, you'll quit being promiscuous. Serve Jesus, you'll quit lying. You'll quit cheating. You'll quit stealing. It's one step, Jesus. Amen? But you see, there's more to it than just getting away from things that you never should have been a part of. It's an empowerment to walk in the power of who you are. You see, you've got to get a sense of the truth. You are of royal blood. You are a chosen people. A peculiar people, no doubt, but chosen. And the reason why I say it like that is you are not to reflect the values of the world in your life. You are to set the standards for the people in the world to see the difference. That doesn't mean you become self-righteous. That just means that you live by His standards, not the world's. You get that? And it's going to cause you grief because there has to be a separation between darkness and light. It does not mean that you don't witness to the light. I mean, to the darkness. But it does mean that you are of the light and you reflect it no matter where you are. Amen? I can't sit there and listen to dirty jokes no more. Are you hearing me? I mean, I sit there and I watch a movie with a lot of profanity and I'm just going, man, I got to get out of here. You understand? Because you see, God, when He settles in you, gives you a new standard in your life that will not allow those things that used to be in your life anymore. You know, I sit there and I can be on a public street and when I hear people just cussing too much, I'll just sit there, hey, brother, check yourself. Because I have no fear. I'm supposed to be bold. But I'm not going to run up and tell them, hey, you're going to hell. You understand? But hey, you know what? You offend me, so why don't you shut up? And if you think I don't say that, then you don't know me at all. Do you understand? You see, God, when you walk in that place in your life, that obedience in your life, has you to walk in boldness and power. People that would never listen to you no more before will now hang on every word. All of a sudden, it seems like whatever you're doing, He has not only prepared the path, but paved it. I went to the DMV yesterday, and excluding that other part, they walked up to me and asked me about renewals and stuff, and I said, no, I got to do this, whatever, I had to do some other things. And the girl looked at me and said, well, come over here anyway. There's a line a mile long. Amen? And she brought me over there, and then I added one more thing, and she said, okay, fill this out. And I sat there because she was the appointment desk, which is always naked, right? But I walked in and out of there and did everything I had to do, including take a driving test in an hour and a half. And I was sitting there, and it was God from beginning to end. Why? Because, you see, I've made my life to serve Him. And whatever I do now, I just notice that God is smoothing the path wherever I go. You got to get this. There are so many reasons for serving God, but you know, of all of them, it is His presence in my life. There are people here that, even my wife one time, she asked me, I'm not a mind reader. Do you understand? I'm not a mind reader, but God will speak to me. And I was sitting there looking at her, and it's like in my relationship with my wife, even, where it's God-centered. Amen? God-centered in the relationship. So it's like He just tells me what she's thinking. And it's kind of spooky sometimes. You know, when she's going through whatever, He'll speak to me about her. Right? And I remember just the other day we were sitting there eating lunch or breakfast or dinner or one of them things. And I looked at her and I just started smiling. And she goes, what are you smiling at? I says, I know exactly what you're thinking. And she goes, oh, sure, Houdini, what is it? How many people know that wives are to keep you humble? And I gave her word for word what she was thinking. And she just went, okay. You understand? If you become God-centered in your life, it is the fullness of life as God has intended it. You understand? Missing nothing and having everything. Having joy in the face of all wickedness and evil around you. Amen? Deuteronomy 28. See, what was does not have to be. You can have the whole thing instead of the piece or the part. Father, I just ask you today, Lord, that as I bring this word, that every person in this room have a receiving heart. That God, that they learn that your word is inviolate, which means that whatever it says, it is, period, and no man can deny it. Lord, help them to just learn the truth of what they can have, God. Show them the truth of how far they can go, Lord. And above all, Lord, minister to them in every way as we go through this word today, so that they might be challenged to go forward in everything. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. Now, if is a big word in the English language. If and but in the Bible are definitely hinge words. So you got to get everything in alignment. We're going to be in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. It says, now it shall come to pass, which is the promise. Amen. Now it shall come to pass if. Everybody circle if. If you got a Bible you can't write in, go get you one you ain't so proud of. Put that on the family desk and let it get dust and stuff. Amen. It says, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations, which is people. Amen. It got nothing to do with country. It's people of the earth. Man, what a promise. You got to get a hold of this. You get it? You got to get a hold of it. This is a promise to you. You were grafted into the vine of Abraham by the shed blood of Jesus. The same things that the people of Israel were promised are yours. It's a promise. It says, if you diligently obey the voice. What does diligent mean? Steadily obey. Don't obey when you feel like it. Don't obey when it's okay with you. Obey. Quit living for yourself. Live for Him. Listen and act on what you hear. Well, what does that mean, Brother Dominic? Will He talk to me? Yes. Absolutely. But He has already set His word in order for you to hear. Live by the authority of the Word of God. How? Diligently. And how else? Carefully. You know, when I get opportunities in ministry or in life, I sit and examine every opportunity in prayer to decide through God what is the path He would have me to take. Do you know you can be in ministry all your life and miss your destiny? It's quiet in here. Why? Because we can all be busy about whatever and still miss God's perfect will for our life. So there's a lot of people. You know, I could be in several different churches across the land making big money. They've tried to proselytize me. Do you know what that means? Adopt me with money. It's tempting. I like money. But I love God. Do you understand? I mean, I could have almost whatever I would ask for right now, I know I could have. Do you understand? But would it be the right thing? No! You must seek what God's path is for you carefully, every day, day after day. And you must obey His voice diligently for this promise to become true in your life. That's the if word. Let me read that again. Get a hold of it. Now it shall come to pass. The promise is this will be. That's God saying, this will be if you do these things. What? Diligently obey the voice of the Lord. and observe carefully all His commandments. It says, if you will do that, that the Lord will set you high above all people of the earth. It doesn't mean like it's up here somewhere, you see. It means that in fact, what it is that He will bless your socks off in every way. Amen? And listen, He goes on to say, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. You won't even be looking for them. You'll just be walking down doing your normal thing. And all of a sudden, people will come up and they'll just bless your socks off. God will make sure that it overwhelms you, that you're not even looking for it, and it overcomes you. I mean, that's what's happening in my life right now. Amen? It is. I'm like, I'm just sitting there going, too cool, God. You're too cool. Thankful? Man, I am so thankful. I'm thankful that I took the time to work on learning the truth so I could get it right. There's so many stinking people that are in a hurry and miss it all. Amen? I lived with nothing for years. I did that servant's role in a total degree and still do in this stage of my life. There are so many people looking for shortcuts. God is not a microwave. You got to start on the stinking bottom and be faithful in that and work your way up. You jump to a leadership position too soon and you will fall to the bottom again. Don't let people corrupt you. Let God elevate you. Amen? You know, I've had preachers come up to me and tell me stuff that was absolute false doctrine. And I told them, you better check yourself. You know what I mean? There ain't no way that's right, brother. And you better get right. I will not listen to compromise from anybody. The truth is always the truth, and I will live in it. And if people don't understand it, too stinking bad. You go on and cheat. You go on. You know how many people that have cheated I've watched fall? All. All people that cheat fall. All. You got to be careful. That word careful. Everybody say careful.
Careful.
You got to be careful. Amen? Don't you listen to false doctrine. If it ain't in the Bible, call it what it is, a crock. Humanism. Amen? There are some things you'll hear on this campus that are not biblically sound. They cannot take and identify it with the Word of God. It is not true. I don't care what people say. I care what God says. You better be careful, because if you listen to one lie from a man, you're going to listen to many lies from men. Careful. Amen? I want all these blessings. I want to keep walking along, you know, and wow, thank you, Lord. Oh, cool. Oh, wow, thank you, Lord. Get the picture. But you got to learn the truth. You got to study yourself to be approved. You got to read the Word of God and know what it says. Amen? Why? So that you can rightly divide the truth. Amen? You know, you can't be careful if you don't know what it means. If you don't know the Word, how are you going to be careful? You've got to become a student of the Word of God. And not no sissy student, but one that digs in depth into the Word of God. Hey, praise and worship is wonderful, and I love it. And you heard me this morning, and I can't sing, but my heart is pure before God. And I'm going to tell you, if you can sing and your heart is not pure before God, you don't have the anointing. And if you don't have the anointing, you got squat. You got mechanics. Go sing in a rock and roll band somewhere. I'm not impressed. Talent does not impress me. God impresses me. Amen? All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. It's true. It's true. I'm living it today. It's true. I'm going to Barbados and Trinidad in November. Free! They're paying me to teach kids what I get to do here, the same kinds of things. And they're paying for my wife too. I'm going to have to go suffer for Jesus in the Caribbean for a few weeks. I didn't look for it. Somebody walked up to me and asked me, would I go? I said, well, I want to, but I got to pray. Amen? Did I want to go? Yes. But I wasn't trying to avoid God. God, can I go? Should I go? Is it your will that I go? You understand? Next year I'll be in Europe. Free! Didn't have to go. Going. Blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. I'm going to be there for a month. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? They come upon you and overtake you when you are faithful, when you are diligent, when you observe the commandments, when you are careful. Get a hold of this. The same blessings are available to you. God is no respecter of persons, but your compromise and your half-steps will hold you back from God's best for you. It says, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Why? Because you obey. Obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to heed than the fat of rams. It says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. What's it saying? You're blessed in every way. It says, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord, listen, you don't got to fight your own battles no more. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. You know, there have been many people that have come against me in ministry and I would say nothing. I would not answer one accusation. Why? Because it is God's job to deal with them, not my job. And every person that has come against me and done that frontal assault thing has been diminished and thrown away. Why? Because I trust God, not myself. Amen? The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand to. And He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people. Who? Who? You quit trying to establish yourself. You quit being like everybody else on this campus that's always trying to scrap for position. You let the Lord establish you. Are you getting that? When? In the appointed time. When you've been taught, when you've learned, when you practice the truth in your life, God will establish you. When? In His time. Quit trying to rush God. The only thing you can do is you can be in His will or not in His will. But you ain't making God do nothing. So who's going to establish you? The Lord will establish you. Quit being in a hurry. Amen? Learn the lessons so that you can do it one time and stand. All you guys that run away make me throw up. You know why? Because you know better. It just means you get to do it again. When are you going to learn? You ain't getting out of nothing. And you ain't running away from nothing. And you're just telling yourself lies. You got to remember, quit lying to yourself. The Lord will establish you as a holy people. Just as He has sworn to you. Again, it says, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk, put feet to what you know in His ways. It ain't enough to just know the Word of God. That isn't going to bring these kind of blessings and favor into your life. You have got to walk out what you know. Quit lying. Quit telling stories. Quit coveting. Quit the lust thing. Quit the imagination in the wrong area thing. Amen? Stop it! Cast out anything in you that is not of God. I rebuke myself all the time. I don't need nobody to rebuke me. I know when I'm right. And I know when I'm not acting right. And I rebuke myself. You get it? You better. If you do these things. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. How many people have ever noticed how people treat me sometimes? I'm just a little short old fat man. Amen? But I'm going to tell you one thing. I walk in the authority that God has given me. See, sometimes when people look at me, they'll talk about me around the corner. But they ain't going to come up and talk to my face. You understand? Do you know why? It's not me. It is biblical. Read it. Fear means respect. People respect me whether they like me or not. Why? Because I walk in what I speak. And I hold everybody around me accountable to the same thing. Everybody, including pastors. I went up on the roof one day and there was somebody up there that was a minister with a girl alone. And I chewed their butts out for giving opportunity to the devil in that way. Oh yeah, he was a pastor. Did I chew his butt up? Absolutely. You don't have the right to do those things as a person that's a minister. Because that brings down the name of the Lord. You got to walk above those things in your life. Amen? And you've got to think about how people view what you do. You get it? He still loves me, I think. But he didn't like me that day because I rebuked him right in front of the girl and him. I rebuked them both. Why? Because, you see, you've got to walk in that authority, and you're given that authority to use. Not to turn your back on things that are unpleasant for you. Are you getting that? And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. He is going to give you over and abundantly more than you can dream or imagine. The Lord will open up to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land this season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Hallelujah. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you to say to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And it will come to pass, these things. Get a hold of this. It don't matter where you came from. You understand? It don't matter where you came from. It don't matter what you've done. If those things are in the past, repent and cut them all loose. Become a child of the living God. Learn to be careful and observe the things that He would teach you. Be careful in your friendships. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you say. Be careful who you hang around. Careful. Observe the things that you know are true. Listen for His voice. Make sure you're on the path. Quit taking the easy road. Take His road. Why? So He can fill you with everything that He is. So you can have that abundant life that I'm just now starting to feel in my life. I am so full every day I'm almost explosive. It's not me. It's Him filling me. Why? Because I choose, no matter what, to serve Him and to be careful and to do the things that He asks. And because of it, His blessings has started to overtake me. And He is establishing me. And what am I doing? The same thing I do every day. You see, people, you have got to get a hold of this. God wants to bless your socks off. When I first got saved, I'm going to close for the first time. When I first got saved, I went through hell. I lost everything. Everything turned to crap on me. I thought when I first met the Lord that for sure everything was going to be a bowl of cherries. How many people thought that? Everybody would look at me different right away. All of a sudden, everything would be great and good. And they'd all come up, oh, Dominic, good man, Matt. No! Everything turned to crap. My whole world fell apart. Everything changed in my life. Every day I felt like I was assaulted in major ways. And I was depressed. And I couldn't understand how come when I gave my life to God, all of a sudden everything turned to crap. And I found this, Deuteronomy 28. Right at that time in my life when I needed it. And it said that if you will be careful to observe, if you will do these things, then here's a promise. These things will come to pass. But it's a promise. But in order to receive the promise, you got to go through all that different stuff. You got to bring all that correction into your life. You got to clean your vessel. You got to learn to be faithful. You got to learn to observe. You got to learn the truth. You got to find out what it means. You got to learn how to put feet to it and walk in it in your life. And when you do, at the appointed time, as you've been faithful for a period of time, then the blessings will come upon you and they will overtake you. But you don't elevate yourself. And you don't hurry. And you don't try to avoid issues in your life. You let God deal with them all. And if you will truly let Him be your Father, bring correction into your life, and stand you straight up, and have you walk His path instead of your own, then it is inevitable that these things will come to pass in your life. Easy? Hell no! I went through living hell, and so will you. But you know what? One guy told me something, I'll never forget this, and it's so special to me. It takes a lot of hell to find heaven. Did you get that? And when I decided to walk away from my old life and all the crap that was in my life and to turn around and straighten up, I was laughed at, I was mocked, I was looked down upon. I was all these things. Those people that had never given me a hard time in my life before got right up in my face to test me. But I decided that this God thing, I'm going to do it one time. I'm going to do it right. And I'm going to walk in it. And whatever He says, I'm doing it. And however He says to do it, that's the way I'm doing it. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to see, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to walk in it. And I ain't listening to no stinking buddy. I'm listening to God. Almost 9 years now. Almost 9 years now. I've been walking in the Lord. Perfectly? Man. No, I need some big boo-boos. But my heart was to do right. You understand? I made some mistakes. I repented. I got up and I went forward. But in every way, I kept seeking and I kept seeking and I kept seeking. And as I learned, I applied and I applied and I applied. Till today, I am now starting to walk in all these blessings. And I'm not even looking for them. But they're overtaking me. People, you got to get a hold of this and grab onto this and not let it go. What I did was I memorized Deuteronomy 28, the first part. And every time I was going through things, I would quote it to myself again and again and again. So in the middle of hell, I would tell myself, I will be the head and not the tail. I will be above and not beneath. And no matter if I'm smart or stupid, if I do what God tells me to do, whatever I put my hand to, I shall prosper. Even though I can't see it, God can't lie, and He will bring to pass those things which He has spoken. I will no longer depend on myself. I will depend on Him. He is the one that called me. I am called and I am chosen. And my destiny is assured if I will listen to Him. And all I have to do is be obedient and careful and walk out those things that are supposed to be in my life as He has shown me. And I will have all these things much, much more than I could ever dream or imagine. And I'm here to tell you today that I have tried His Word. And His Word is true. And you try His Word, and it'll be true for you too. Easy? No. But nothing's easy that's worthwhile. You want the blessings? Remember the ifs. If you will do these things. You wonder why you're not blessed? Look at your life. Have you been a yo-yo? Up and down? Left and right? Have you been a student of the Word of God? Have you studied yourself to be approved? Or did you just do a little superficial whatever to impress somebody because it didn't impress God? Are you in the Word? Do you pray and seek Him with your everything and stay there till you get an answer? Is He the man in your life? Or is He the second or third generation in case what you have planned don't work out in your life? I'm telling you, people, you can grab a hold of the garment and go for a ride that'll blow your mind. But you can't take your crap with you. Amen? I want to encourage you today that if God can do it, even cleaned up my record. Oh, my mind. You got no idea what that means to me. I'm probably going to be wowing about that for another decade. I've been living with that crap since I was under 18. The only reason I said 18 was because that's when they legally keep those records. But don't you know that I had a youth record too? You understand? God will take you and set you up on high above all people of the world. Why? Because you're of royal blood. You are His children. You just got to act like it. Did you get it? Hallelujah! Praise You, Father. Thank You, God. You're so good to me. You're awesome in this place, Lord. God, I just ask today that You pour Yourself out upon these people, God, that they learn to receive and to hear the truth, God. I do not bring a Bible study without showing them how to apply it. And Lord, I've spoken clearly through Your Word on what they need to be about to walk in Your glory, God. And today I ask You that You strengthen them. You gird up their loins. You help them to be more than they've ever been before, more than they've ever imagined, and receive these things. Because God, You are able if we will listen. And I thank You for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.